ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Cell phone check. Cell phones are all off. Cell phones are off. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 16. Na,
na,
tvam,
jajami,
taitam,
dvija,
deva,
tattam,
yasmin,
mano,
drik, api,
no,
na,
viyati,
lagnam,
mam,
charu,
shringi,
arhasi,
netum,
anuvratam,
te,
chittam,
yataha,
pratisarantu,
shivaha,
sachivyaha, na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva dattam
na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva dattam
yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
yasmin mano drigapi no
Yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Mam charu shringar hasi netum anuvratam te
Mam charu shringar hasi
Charu Shringar Hasi Netum Anuvratam Te The way to make it work is you put the Y with the A, so it's Charu Shringar Hasi. Mam Charu Shringar Hasi Netum Anuvratam Te
Mam Charu Shringar Hasi
Chittam yata prati sarantu shivas shivach shativya Chittam yata prati sarantu shivas shativya Na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva tattam
Na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva tattam
Yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Mam charu shringar hasi netum anuvratam te
Mam charu shringar hasi netum anuvratam te
Chittam yata prati sarantu shiva sachivya
Chittam yata prati sarantu shiva sachivya Na tvam tayagni daitam divam
Na tvam tyajami daitam dvija deva tattam
Yasmi mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Yasmin mano drigapi no naviyati lagnam
Mam charu shringi athasi ato anuratam ti
Try again.
Mam charu shringi
No.
Mam charu shringi Mam charu shringi ahasi atum manuratanti.
Mam charu shrin yarhasi ne to manuratante.
Sitam yata prati sarantu siva shakya. Ya
chittam yata prati sarantu shiva sachivyaha na tvam tyajami daitam jijate vadattam Yasmin mano drigapi no nabiyati lagnam. Mam charu shringyar hasi neto manu ratam te. Chittam yata prati sarantu shiva sachivyaha. Na tvam tyajami daitam vijade vadattam Yasmin mano drigapi no labhyati lagnam Mam charu shringyar hasi ne to manu vritam te. Chittam yata prati sarantu shiva sachivyaha. Na tvam tyajami daitam vijade vadattam
Yasmi mano driga driyapan nuna diyate yugmunam
Yasmin mano driga pino na diyati lagnam
Mam charo shrin ya yashrasi mitu Amu vittam te
Mam charu shrin yar hasi ne to manu ratam te.
Jetam yata pratisaram tus shiva sachivya.
Jetam yata pratisaram tus shiva sachivya. Na,
na,
not,
not,
tvam,
tvam,
you,
you,
tyajami,
tyajami,
I shall give up. Daitam, very dear, Dvijadeva, by Lord Brahma, the demigod worshipped by the Brahmanas. Tattam, given. Yasmin, unto whom? Manaha, mind. Drink.
Drink.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Api.
Api.
Also.
Also.
Naha.
Naha.
Mai.
Mai.
Naviyati.
Naviyati.
Do not go away.
Do not go away.
Lagnam.
Lagnam.
Tightly attached.
Tightly attached.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Me.
Chagushengi.
Chagushengi.
O woman with beautiful raised breasts.
O woman with beautiful raised breasts.
Arhasi,
Arhasi,
you ought, netum,
netum,
to lead, anuvatam,
anuvatam,
follower,
te,
your,
your.
Chittam,
chittam,
desire,
desire.
Yataha,
yataha,
wherever,
wherever.
Pratisarantu,
pratisarantu,
may follow,
may follow.
Shiva,
Shiva,
favorable. Sachivyaha,
friends.
Lord Brahma, who is worshipped by the Brahmanas, has very mercifully given you to me, and that is why I have met you. I do not want to give up your company, for my mind and eyes are fixed upon you and cannot be drawn away. O woman with beautiful raised breasts, I am your follower. You may take me wherever you like, and your friends may also follow me. Purport. Now Agnidra frankly admits his weakness. He was attracted to Purvachitti, and therefore, before she could say, "But I have no business with you," he expressed his desire to be united with her. He was so attracted that he was ready to go anywhere, hell or heaven, in her company. When one is absorbed in lust and the influence of sex, one surrenders to the feet of a woman without reservation. Srila Madhvacharya remarks in this connection that when one engages in joking and talking like a crazy person, one may say anything and everything, but his words will be meaningless. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Yajana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Maiham Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Pradishana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shanagodongi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Gopitarubhyascha Kripasindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vahashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Na Tvam Tyajami Daitam Dvijadeva Dattam Yasmin Manodrigapino Naviyati Lagnam Mam Charu Shindyarhasi Netum Anuvritam Te Chittam Yata Pratisarantu Shivas Sachipya. So Agnidra Maharaj is continuing to pour his heart out to the beautiful girl, Purvachitti. I could never give you up. Of course, even now, men say these things. They attracted to a girl. They say, "I can't live. I couldn't live without you. I could never give you up." And then they get together for some time, and then he gives her up. Maybe he gets her pregnant first. Maybe not. But they say to one another, "I can't live without you." And then they very quickly manage to separate and live without one another. But here, anyway, the king is speaking like that. Natvam tyajami, I'll never give you up. Daitam dujadeva dattam, because it appears that you've been given by the mercy of Lord Brahma. He's very kindly given you to me. Yasmin manodrig apino nabiyati lagnam. And I can't get my mind off you, I can't get my eyes off you. That's a fact. Tadasya hadati pragyam vairanava mivambasi. In the Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Hi charitam yan mano nivadhiyate. What is the beginning? Indriyanam hi charitam yan mano nivadhiyate. Tadasya adati pragyam vairanava mivambasi. When the even one of the senses becomes fixed on something, it carries the mind away, just the way the wind carries away a boat on the water. The senses are wandering around when they become captured by something. I think of it as being like these radar screens. You know, you see the war movies, and there's one of those round screens, and there's a bar going around in a circle, and then it sees something go blip, blip, blip. Right? There's a submarine or there's a something. So the radar detects it, it goes So the mind and senses are like that. For the person whose mind is not controlled, mind is wandering all around, senses are wandering around. And when the senses become attracted to something, when the wandering senses become attracted to something, and they start pulling on the mind. Jayato vishaya pumsa sangaste shupajayate. One starts meditating, or the mind starts to dwell on whatever it is. The eyes, or the waist, or the feet, or the so many things. One of my godbrothers told me how he got married to his wife. He said, I noticed that she had such little feet. The mind became captured by that one feature, the little feet of the girl. Oh, just by anything, it doesn't matter. The mind becomes captivated and starts thinking of whatever it is. Tadasya adati pragya, and the mind gets carried away. Vairanava mivambasi, like a boat on the water. One is meditating on these things. Then the next thing is, one becomes attached. Then lust builds up, and so on. So here we see that manadrik api na naviyati lagnam. My mind is so attached to you. My eyes are so attached to you. I can't give up thinking of you. Looking at you, Charushringi, your breasts are so beautiful. In this way, the man becomes attractive. And Arhasi Netum Anuvratam, I'm your follower, take me wherever you want. That means surrender. Men object that, why should I surrender to God? Why should I bow down before God? There's no one above me, there's no God. Why should I humiliate myself by bowing down before some God? People say that, demons especially. you throw yourself on the ground in front of some god. I would never do that. Bow down before a guru. Bow down before a deity. You never get me to do that. But he'll completely throw himself at the feet of a woman. He'll get down on his knees. Please accept me. Please accept me. Believe me, I love you. Please accept me. The same proud man who would never bow down before a guru, who would never bow down before God, will throw himself at the feet of a woman. Muchakunda, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was delivered by Lord Krishna, offered prayers in which he said that I was going all around conquering the world, conquering great kings, and then I would come back to the palace and throw myself at the feet of the women for sense gratification. Yoshit Krita Migeshu Cha. In the third canto, it's described that he becomes Krita Mriga. Krita Mriga means a toy dog, a dancing dog. What are you doing? Are you listening or are you doing something else? You're listening. Okay, then you're not doing anything else, right? Okay, just checking. He becomes a dancing dog. We see sometimes the woman smiles and the man does something funny to please her. Right? And the woman is enjoying it. She's like practically pulling the strings. And the little puppy dog is dancing. He becomes controlled. And he becomes like a fool. He may be a big businessman, he may be a big powerful man. And he becomes a little toy dog in the hands of a woman. When Lord Vishnu took the illusory form of a woman, Mohini Murti, then she said to the demigods that, you're the real, she said to the demons, you're the real guys, you're not like these demigods. You just wait in line here and I'll give you all the nectar. And then they sat there and watched while she gave the nectar to the demons, to the demigods. And they didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to lose her friendship. The girl is plundering the nectar and they're not saying anything. We see that in practical affairs. The woman's plundering his money. The woman said, wouldn't it be nice to have this? Wouldn't it be nice to have that? Could you get me one of these? Oh, I'd like to have one of those. And the guy has worked with so much torture to get some money. And now his wife or his girlfriend is plundering the money. They were were some guy, you'd say, get your hands off my wall. But because it's the woman, he says, whatever you like, dear, what will make you happy? Why persists? Nunam pramanta krute vikarma yadindriya priti arapramanti. Simply for sense gratification, he becomes crazy. Pramanta. He becomes crazy. Even people do, to impress some woman, they'll risk their life, they'll show off, you know, doing some trick with their motorcycle or whatever it is, just because there's a girl in the crowd who's watching. They'll risk their life. Or doing some other thing just to impress the girl. Right? They risk their life. Or we see, there's a conflict. You know, two bulls fighting over a cow. You know, two men are fighting over a woman. Sometimes literally, you know, with knives or guns or... And why? There's so many women, there's 100 billion women in the world. But somehow he becomes attached to a woman, someone else becomes attached to the same woman. And then they're risking their lives. What's more dear to a person than his life? But he risks his life to fight over a woman. Ravana. He risked everything. Oh, by attraction. Of course, Sita-devi is not an ordinary woman. But to his eyes, she appeared to be like an ordinary woman. And he risked everything. And finally was ruined. So people, men risk so much and they humiliate themselves. To please a woman. And why? Because the woman will give him sex. That's all. Oh, the Maituni Agara. The place of sex life. That's the material world. And for this sex life, people become mad, people risk their lives, people become fools, they speak like fools, they act like fools. And what is it for? Simply for sex. So, better to surrender to Krishna. That's the point. If I have to surrender somewhere, why should I surrender to a woman for sense gratification? Better to surrender to Krishna. By surrendering to the woman, what does one get? Whatever one gets, one loses. And one gets so much trouble, actually. He surrenders. This is why. The Prabhupada gives the example of the ass is following the she-ass, and she kicks him in the face. Have you seen? I've seen in Vrindavan that the ass is chasing the female ass, and the female ass is giving him the hoofs in the face. And still he's following. So much trouble one is getting. And tripyanti neha kripana bahutukha paja. And alright, if one got sex and one was one became happy, but no. Goes through so much trouble, gets some sex, and then he's not satisfied. And he wants more sex. And he's a slave for the rest of his life. Or he's not satisfied, now he's got sex from this one, but it's not this. And he wants to go to the next one. Because it's not what he thought it was going to be. Not enough, not good enough. Goes to the next, the next, the next. He becomes godas, servant of the senses. So better to become the servant of Krishna's senses and become happy forever. Okay, are there any questions?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I read in the book of Chanakya Pandits, it said, woman is the cause of evil.
Woman is the cause of
evil.
Evil.
Yeah.
Woman is the cause of evil, Chanakya Pandit said. What else did he say in that verse? Usually there's some context that goes with it. Prabhupada expressed his philosophy, his own philosophy, in a nutshell. He said, man is good and woman is good. But man and woman together are not good. That is my philosophy. Woman is good. Why evil? Woman is very good. And man is also very good. But when the man is after the woman, and the woman is after the man, then so many things happen that are not good. Okay? Don't blame women. We shouldn't blame women for our own uncontrolled mind and senses. The woman is the source of all evil. It's the mind that's the source of all evil. Uttare-rātmanātmānam-nātmānam-amasāviyet. One should elevate oneself by the mind and not degrade the self, degrade oneself. The mind can be the best friend or the mind can be the worst enemy. Banturatmanasya yenatmaivatmanajitaha. Natmanastu shatrute vartitatmaiva shatruvati. A controlled mind is the best friend. But when the mind is uncontrolled, one is living with the worst enemy. Even the women in heaven are subject to karma. Everything in the material world is controlled by karma.
Hare Krishna Gurudev. Please, in the Gita, when the discord between Krishna and Arjuna, the discord between Krishna and Arjuna,
yes.
Arjuna made Krishna to know that the mind is very difficult to control. And in our daily lives, we have seen that really it is difficult to control. Even when chanting, for example, if you have a house and you don't have any money in the house, you'll be chanting, and your mom will be telling you, it's not a house, you need to wash your money for me. And this is also an offense against the chanting, because the mind has taken your chanting back. Are you making progress, and is it not affecting your spirituality?
Yeah, if the mind is wandering, then that's not so good. Better that tell the mind, that I have 22 hours to make money and only 2 hours to chant Hare Krishna. So now I'm chanting Hare Krishna, you can come back in 2 hours and we'll think about money. Yeah? It comes again, you chase it away again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Avyasena tu kauntiya vairagyena chakriyate. Anyway, I'm attached to Krishna. Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. I don't need to think about money, I need to think about Krishna. If I'm Krishna conscious, money will also come. I'm thinking that I have to think about money, otherwise, I have to think about Krishna. If I think about Krishna, money will also come. And if it doesn't come, still I'll be happy, because I'll be thinking of Krishna. But if I think of money, there's no guarantee that money will come, and I'll forget about Krishna, so even if I get money, I won't be happy. No better to chant Hare Krishna with attention. Abhyasena, Krishna says, practice, 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 practice. Something else?
Yes, Maharaj. The example you gave about King Mukunda, that he conquered great kings, kingdoms, but when he came home, he surrendered to the wife. So in this scenario, in the home, the husband and the wife, who is in control of the house?
Who's in control?
Yeah.
That depends. If the man's senses are controlled, then he's in control. If his senses are uncontrolled, then she's in control. Those who are expert, they control their senses in such a way that they allow the wife to think that she's in control. But actually, he's in control.
Can you expatiate or make it more clear?
Yes, it requires a certain expertise. The woman has to be happy, so she needs to hear some yes, whatever you want, whatever will make you happy. Yes, that's very good. Yes, that's very intelligent. You're looking very beautiful today. All of those kind of things. So the person whose senses are controlled, he can say what's required, but not because he's a servant of his senses and he's thinking that I'll say this and I'll get that. Just as a matter of duty to keep household life happy, so he says some pleasant words to the wife, he provides this and that, but it's not because he's always thinking of sex. His duty. He has to maintain the household, so the wife should be happy, everything's alright. So it requires a certain expertise, but vairagyena chakriyate, he's detached. He's detached. Outwardly, he can present a little picture of attachment, just to keep happiness, keep everyone happy. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was completely renounced, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, externally, behave like you're an ordinary businessman. So externally, he may appear to be like a henpecked husband, but internally, it's just for the service of Krishna. Or the opposite, one who's not self-controlled, internally and externally, he's Kriya Murga, toy dog. Okay? Something else?
Thank you so much for the discussion. I'm just going through my mind. You know, there are so many high security prison yards keeping criminals with shark infested waters surrounding them. You know, but this material world, this prison yard, your Maya Krishna energy, you know, this prison yard is just open.
Yeah.
But yet we can't still go out of it.
Yeah. There's so many high security prisons, walls, electric shock, and all of that. And still people are trying to get out. And this material world, it's open. And people want to stay. That's the power of sense. Maituna Agar. Because there's sex, he volunteers to stay. There was a song in the 1950s called Chains, which I still remember part of. Chains, my baby's got me tied up in chains, but they're not the chains that you can see. These chains of love have a hold on me. Right? So he looks like he's a free man, but actually he's locked up by chains of so-called love, sex attraction. And he's putting his hands forward, please lock me up. This is called Maya. Therefore, the Vedic culture is for training us to get free from sex attachment. Either by avoiding it entirely, brahmachari life, or through regulated householder life, followed by vanaprastha sannyas. So that one doesn't become tied up in chains. Yes?
According to Chanaka Pandit, there's a saying that two people cannot trust, women and politicians.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And look at a strong country like Germany and Liberia. The women are leading the country.
Mm.
How is it end up?
Can you trust them? Chanakya Pandit says, Vishvasho naiva kartavyam strishu rajakuleshu cha. Never place your faith in a woman or a politician. So Germany, Liberia, there's a woman in charge. But even if she wasn't a woman, she'd still be a politician. So even on those grounds, you can't trust them. Anyone who's trusting a politician is not very smart. And a woman on top of that. So. But already you can't trust her because she's a politician. So-called political leaders, they always say, you know, I'm a friend of the people. We want to uplift the poor, we want to have lower taxes, we want to have a more prosperous society. We want to make it easier for everyone to have everything they need. We want to have freedom, we want to have jobs, we want to have security, we want to have everything. And I'm going to work night and day for you to see that you can have these things. They all talk like that. And the real story is that they do any damn thing to get an office and then grab as much money as they can. They'll sell out the country to foreign interests just to get money. Some foreign wants some concession. So then money in the pocket, and it's a done deal. And then they come out and say, after carefully studying, we've determined that it would be in the best interest of the country, blah, 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 blah. This will be a remarkable opportunity for economic development for our nation, blah, 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 blah. The real story is they're selling out the country because someone put money in their pocket. But you can't trust them. A man becomes attracted to a woman.
A woman. But not by sex.
But not by sex.
Yes, just admiring the woman.
But I'm just admiring the woman.
Is it last?
When did that happen? It's not about sex.
Your friend.
Friends.
Yeah, friends.
She's beautiful. Just that.
But it's always there. The ugly woman doesn't have so many friends. That's the expression, boyfriend, girlfriend. But it's not about friendship. Admirer, that's another name for boyfriend, practically. You know, we say a woman has many admirers. So, admire, what, you know, I admire her character, I admire her speech, I admire her courage, I admire her this and that. What is it? Finally, admiration turns into love, love turns into sex. Or sex was there from the beginning and it took the form of admiration, but it's the subtext is sex all along. Very difficult for there to be pure friendship between men and women. As soon as it's men and women, there's always this other energy getting involved. Unless they're Krishna conscious, then. But if they're Krishna conscious, then they keep their distance. Even a simple thing like sales. You know, as soon as the woman is a salesman, it's not about the product anymore. Now it's about, please buy my product. And it's about, you wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you? Right? And I'll be disappointed if you don't buy my product. I'll be so happy if you buy my product, I'll smile at you. If it's a man, you know, one just makes a rational decision. No, I don't need it, thank you very much. But if it's a woman, now he's thinking about whether she's going to smile at him, whether she'll be disappointed if he says no. Better to make Krishna our friend. Suradama Sarvabhutana. Anything else?
We know that we are all spirit souls. We are all spirit souls. Spirit souls. But on the public platform whereby we have this man. This is man, this is woman. But in actuality, if the woman is able to rise up beyond that level.
Yeah, we want to come to the higher level where we don't see this is man, this is woman, we see spirit, soul. Sukadeva Goswami was on that level. He didn't see any difference. But are we on that level? No. Therefore, we're advised to keep a little distance because we're not, it's very difficult to see that way. One becomes bewildered by the attractive features of the woman and forgets about spirit soul. So for spiritual cultivation, one should be attracted to Krishna. Then one will see that Krishna is in everyone's heart. The woman is also a servant of Krishna. Always think of Krishna. Okay. Yes.
For instance, I say we cannot trust a woman magician. But here in the case whereby we have a woman guru.
Woman gurus?
Whereby
not very often. In the whole history of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, very rarely was there some woman as guru. Very rarely. Jahavamata, the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the town of the Guru, she became Guru. There were a couple other examples, Kanka Mata Goswami, very, quite rare. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srimad.